the question of the sugya, how to understand the psul chatzi isha. Mar learns it out from a pasuk. Keep that in mind. There's a pasuk here, which is always interesting. Why isn't it misvara? I'm still thinking we're going to take a little bit of time even next week. I tried to fit this into today. There's a couple extra points I want to make with you, so we'll come back on Monday and learn a little more of chatzi isha. Though I'll probably learn today. It's not really the next sugya; it's a related sugya. The Gemara in Daf Zayin and Aleph has a drasha. I'm a Rav Eskatchli, again, Rav Eskatchli, the Chetzi Mekudeshes, Chetzich Mekudeshesli, Eina Mekudeshes. So, Gemara has the Kasha, I'm Leah Baila Rav, Maishna Chetzich Mekudeshes. Why is Chatzi Isha Eina Mekudeshes? Isha Vlo Chatzi Isha, Chinami, Kikach Ish Vlo Chatzi Ish. So, why is Chatzi Isha Psula and Chatzi Ish is Kasher? I'm Leah, the Rav gives a Svar Hachiashta, Hasan Mitzvah Lebeitre, Lo Chazi, Le Gavrimi, Lo Chazi, Lebeitre, Rachi Kamala, Dibeina, Le Mitzvah, Bachwiti, Nesivin. Okay, so that's the base halacha. It's a nice, clear, five lines, drasha, chatzi isha, what about chatzi ish? Rebbe gives a differentiator. We'll take a look at the differentiator later today. This morning we're just going to focus on chatzi isha, what the nature of the psul is, what the source, what the psul is, what the sweep and the scope of the psul is. Mitzvah in the afternoon, we'll compare it to chatzi ish, and of course that will help us sharpen chatzi isha. Okay? Now here, the simple pshat, is that chatzi isha? Is it? Can anyone articulate? Again, you saw Reb Chaim's here. It's not so fair, but you know what's the simple? What would say the simple pshat? Why can't you marry chatzi isha? Chalos, very good, excellent. Okay, so talking like a lamdan already. There's no chalos kiddushin or half a woman. Now that in itself, what I love about this sugya is I was just talking to Remechi, and then, you know, we were waiting for the printer yesterday for like 2 hours. Remember the conversation? He says like. Sugya always gets him. I said, no, it's beautiful because you have the basic lumdus, and then it leads you directly into upper tiers, or into upper levels of question. Like, why can't there be a chalos and chatzi isha? Can someone complete my sentence? What can there be a chalos and chatzi ef? What thing that sounds like isha can you have half a chalos on? In what area? Kinyanim. You have half a kinyan or a karaka, half a kinyan. And you can't have half a chalos ishas. So what does it sound like? What's the, like, your first step on this chessboard of lumdas? What's your first move? Not necessarily your last move. If you can own half a cow, or you can own half a field, but you can't have half ishas on a woman, not half ishas, but ishas on half a woman. Half ishas, we saw already in Ksivas Nunvav, we said I'm married, but that's Ksivas Viona. This is where you have ishas on half a woman, you can have kabilos on half a cow. Evidently what? Right, ishas is not just a kinyan. Can anyone reject that? Can anyone say that if Ishus is primarily a Kenyan, I could still distinguish between half Ishus on half a woman, which I can't have, but Bilos on half a cow? What's the counterpunch? Josh?
The counterpunch being that if you have two partners owning a cow, they can both make use of the cow. It doesn't really necessarily work the same for a woman.
Okay, so now you're counterpunching by, you know, giving a round hook. You're saying, oh, you know what? You're basically saying there's something else to ishus. If I just gauge the monetary element, you're right, I can compare it to a field. But there's something more, which is what we said before. Now you're saying there's something more, maybe something different. We'll get to that this afternoon. What is that more? But I'm saying, let's assume right now, Josh, that ishus were just Kenyan. Counterpunch me directly. You know, punch me in the face. Get me right. You know, get me right in the face. Say, no, even if it's just Kenyan, so it must be more than Kenyan. That's why you can't have half of it. But even if it's just Kenyan, what's the difference, Joey? Okay, so that could work both ways. A woman with her das could help make it a half a kinyan. We'll see this a little bit later. So there's a wild card that the isha, there's a cognitive participant on the other end. But let's say she weren't. Isolate that factor because that cuts both ways. That's not clearly supporting or disqualifying chatzi ishas. But what's the difference between owning half a field and owning half a woman? Buzz?
Is there
well, that's what Josh is saying. Now, there's other complicating factors that would mess things up if you want to do half. As far as I just looked at the Kenyan part of it, why not? But there are other factors that I have to take into account. Can I distinguish within the Kenyan? I mean, just pull out the rug. Don't try to get another rug. Pull out the rug. Don't try to beat me in the magic carpet race. Just burn my rug down. I'm going to burn it down. Who's a pyro? Burn my rug down. Okay, I said, who's not a pyro? Okay, you're all 18-year-old boys. It's a redundant question. Yes.
It's not a Kenyan on her hook. It's a Kenyan on her ability to be married.
So right, so, okay, so you're half and half. You're like burning, and like your first part, you try. Somehow the Kenyan on a woman, even if it's a Kenyan, A human being isn't divisible. You can't compartmentalize to 50%, 50%. Let's say it's just purely ownership. Now, what sugya am I opening up now? I'm not really talking about Kiddushin. I'm talking about how Halacha defines bailus and human beings. So what sugya am I now veering towards? Eved, Shivcha, Chatze Shivcha. So that's really the first step. Before I start Josh and Boaz and Shai and Hisefa, before I start bringing in other parts, which are, you can only have a woman, but don't you know, this isn't just ownership, this is something else. Before I go to that, I say, wait a second, maybe the ownership of human beings. And of course, if I can own half a Shivcha, then maybe a Shivcha is fundamentally different from a Jew, and maybe Avdus creates that partitioning in a way that I can't create it. What does Avdus do? And we're not going to learn that sugya today, not in the next year, but that's the core of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's the core of the issue, which Shai said, is you can't have chalos on chatzi isha. Why not? Is that indicative? Now, no one says why not. This is the next level of the sugya. The next level is not just Reb Chaim did a lot of what's. The next level is, okay, but how does that link to higher questions? Not philosophical questions, but higher questions about the network of Shas. Chaim didn't do that much. Rav Chassin totally avoided that. So a lot of us felt this was something Rav Moshe wrote an article about like 20 years ago, like the next generation of briskers, what we feel our interests are beyond. Rav just, is it this, mapping. And then like, how does this map lead, zooming out a little bit more? And I was actually thinking to myself this morning in bed as I was like lying, tossing around, like you're so used to thinking about depth perception as going down deeper into something. Let me understand it deeper. That's microanalysis. We're doing a lot of macroanalysis where you understand it deeper by going broader and going up. I keep talking about going up and it's inverted to the way you normally think about it. Like when you were in high school, say, let's understand it more deeply. Let's go more deeply. That's taking a drill and drilling down. We're not drilling down, we're drilling up. We're saying, take these ideas, detail in the Gemara, what is the show? What is this show? It's a whole different way of thinking, and thank God, Baruch Hashem, you're getting accustomed to it. Normally, you're just very, very micro-focused. This is an issue, let's think about the issue. And it's a skill in life, not just in Lumdus. You know, Lumdus is life, my favorite hashtag. You're learning to be panoramic. You're learning to be systemic. You're learning to say, take it out, focus out, broaden out. What does this have to do with? Okay, don't tell my wife. I hope she's not listening to this. My wife hates this. Like, stop telling me everything has to do with everything. It's just a local issue. Staying clean. It's just not everything. Like, every time we have a fight, or every time, yeah, this has to do with our... We just had a fight about this schnitzel. It doesn't have to do with... So don't be a brisker when you're married. When you're married, everything's down. Everything else in life, brisker, right? This has to do with larger. You're going up, not down. So it's a whole different, like I realized it hit me. That's what I'm trying to teach you. You're used to digging. I'm trying to give you wings and let you fly up and see things from a higher perch. Okay, so it's a really interesting question. Why is there no chalos kiddushin on half a woman when there could be a chalos kinyan on half a field? So right off the bat, there's a differentiation. There's a gap between ishus and owning a field. Is that a gap because there are other ingredients on the ishus menu? Or it's a gap between even the soup is different in this restaurant. Even the chicken soup, not because of other things on the menu, but even the chicken soup is spicy in the Mexican restaurant. Not that they have other things to eat in the restaurant, but even the soup is different. Even the kinyanim are different. Okay. What's Reb Chaim's big chiddush? Then maybe the problem is, I'm going to say two words here, not version A, or not only version B. I'm not going to talk that much about it, but just to put it into your mind. The problem is not, or not only the chalos. The problem is maisa. Okay, does anyone tell me now, conjugate a lumdish sentence. Since you have to, say it in Hebrew or English, since you have to.
Make a maisa
kinyan
of the whole body.
Maisa? It's a kinyan, you're already committing yourself. Don't commit yourself, hold out. It's the story in life, say as little as possible. When you're they're interrogating you, don't give any information, don't make any commitments. Yes? Since you have to, a?
Maisa kicha.
Maisa kicha. You see, I went up, not kinyan, because it could be that the kinyan can be partial, but since it's a maisa kicha, my sekicha has to be comprehensive, holistic, encompassing, complete. So it's not a din in the chalos, or maybe not only a din in the chalos, but a din in the maisa, or also a din in the maisa. That helps in some of the calculus of the sugya. Chaim didn't say there's one problem, there's two problems, he's adding a problem. Or to say it differently, the problem is not just that you're triggering a maisa kiddushin, but your conclusion is anti-halachic. The whole process is flawed. All right? Sometimes it's a problem in the chalos, and it's a problem. Kinyan Adavishlo Baliolam. Is it okay, make a kinyan, but I can't have a chalos and something doesn't exist? Or it's even more flawed. The Maisa Kiddushin is flawed. Okay, you have to get used to thinking in those terms. We haven't spoken that much about it. because most of the cases we had were cases that work. Arev, Ever Kanani. The two cases that didn't work, Chalipin and Matan Manas Lahachzir, in both cases the Maisa was flawed, right? There's no Maisa Kicha, there's no Hanah, there's no Kesa, there's no Maisa Kicha. But sometimes there's no Das, because but some Kiddushin is just flawed because of the Chalos. You did a Maisa Kiddushin, but the Chalos, in Kiddushin it's harder to see because it's all or nothing, Ergerishin. But you have to get used to thinking in those terms. Is it the chalos that's flawed, or the mice itself is rotten? The mice itself is incomplete and non-halachic. That's what Chaim wanted to say. When I say chetziach mekudeshes, I'm marrying half a woman, is it I can't be married to half a woman, or it's not even a mice of kiddushin? Now, right off the bat, a gemara that wasn't on your makaros that we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem next week, if we take the simple reading of that gemara, what does it make it sound like? It's a flawed mice, or it's a flawed chalos, a limited chalos? The Gemara we didn't see in the Makar, but it was in the Gemara. So I want to go Keseder in the Gemara. What Gemara am I referring to that we didn't see yesterday? All of Shas, but what Gemara that's relevant that you didn't see yesterday? Okay, so let's see the Gemara. The line I stopped with. Amalei Marzutra Bereder of Mari LaRavina, line number 6. V'nifshati la kiddushi b'chulei. Why don't you marry half a woman and then let the kiddushin spread? Let it diffuse. The same way, if a person says, the regal of my animal is an ola, so the regal becomes an ola, and then the hektish spreads throughout the animal. It percolates throughout the animal. So do the same trick. Be mekadesh half a woman, let the kiddushin spread, and you'll solve the chatzi isha problem. What does that sound like? If the Gemara is a havamin. Again, there's a lot to see here. We'll dedicate makaros to this next week. But if the Gemara is considering a two-step process, marry half a woman, then let the kiddushin expand like a gas. Let the kiddushin start to spread. Does it sound like the problem of Chatzi Isha is Chalos or Maisa, Reuven? If we're a problem of Maisa, you never get to step one. If the Maisa condition on half a woman is flawed, you can never get to step one and then hope that step one should expand. If the Gemara is saying do it in stages, go to step one, then go to step two, then the assumption is the Maisa condition on half a woman succeeds. You can't stop at a half a Chalos, but if you're going to let it expand to a full Chalos, then you'd be fine. It seems to be inverted. And now, there are many different ways than the Sanvin, Ishtikudushim, Bakula, we'll see them. But the question of the Gemara makes it sound like Reb Chaim is not right. Makes it sound like the only problem is, in the end, if Reb you have to be married to an entire woman. How you get there is your choice. You can either get there the normal route, bada bing, bada bang, you're married. Or you can get there stage one, I'm marrying half you, and then poof, then it expands. Then the expansion, then it all blows up, the inflation. It all gets inflated. It sounds that way. We're gonna have to look at this a lot more carefully. But just before we move on like a freight train and start going to all these fancy Gemaras, the next line makes it sound like there's no problem in my second condition. You can marry half a woman, just can't be married to half a woman. If you have this magical expanding tire or magical expanding air, then it all works. Yes, sorry? Okay, so you're giving a chiddush in nishtei b'chulei. Perhaps nishtei was just through that process. Went out to that sugya. I just didn't want to blow by that sugya without at least registering. Okay, let's read the Reb Chaim because we have Reb Chaim quoted by the Birchas Shmuel, a relatively clean Birchas Shmuel, easy to understand. B'daf zayin amar aleph lifshtei chiddush b'chulei milatanya omer ragla zelote akul olav hine mori v'rabi. By the way, what does zayin yud ayin stand for? Zechuso yagen aleinu. What does zayin yud ayin aleph stand for? Okay. Again, these are the things that if I don't tell you now, you'll be embarrassed at some point. So better I tell you. Okay. Zia! He was in his time. Beer Denisha, right?
The sweating.
Right, so now you know Yiddish, right? Yiddish, Spanish, donde es biblioteca. Many books in the life. Okay. Beer din isha velochatz isha mawa din. Hem nomar, mikalante, hem nomar, davichis. Spanish. I know I bit in Spanish. Okay.
From the United States.
What?
From the United States.
Right. I actually lived in Washington Heights. Okay. I got a pidgin Spanish. Estabek bebir, gracias, buen fin de semana. Have a good weekend. Estabek bebir, din isha velochatz isha. Comes in handy. Okay, one day I'll be a pool boy. Mashiach will come. I'm out of a job. Go to LA on to clean your pool. I really know someone give Josh some oxygen over there. Got that falling oxygen mask.
This topic. Maritin. Him no maritin. It's a chisal of ma'isa kiddushin. Ella da bir hachdina, da atarim delekat chalos kiddushin al-chatsi isha, v'ik ma'mekan ish yubar shen alav chalos kiddushin. Hachin ama miyata atarim del-chatsi isha lekat chalos kiddushin. V'evi raya, bring a raya, odilma, we'll get to the raya, ein isha miskadeshes l'chatsayim kal. Okay, so this is the question of Reb Chaim, quoted by the Birchas Shmuel. Obviously, this question of Reb Chaim is in a problem of the chalos, problem of the ma'isa, is not obviously, but seems to be incorporated in a question of Rava himself that we'll talk about a little bit later because I want to go off to Gittin first. But what question of Rava may be encapsulating this question? Is it a problem in the Maisa or a problem in the Chalos? The reverse case. What happens? The case of Ispashtus, this is a nice straight Lamdasha, X versus not X. The case of Ispashtus is whether there's a problem in the Maisa but no problem in the Chalos. I think as the Chalos is going to expand. Right? What would happen if you have a problem in the... same way. It's not reverse. Yeah, what's another case that Rava asked where you seem to have a problem in the Maisa but not a problem in the Chalos? Which question? What? Shnei? Shnei Chazei Rebut. This is Rava's final question in the Zayin Rebbeis. We'll get to it a little bit later, but let's just talk about it now just to get all the Gemaras and Kiddushin on the board. Okay. Shnei Chazei Rebut. The asterisk before the two dots on Zayin and Beis. Mao, hachavade bechadzin mekamalei odilma einisha miskadeshes lechatzayin klal tegu. So he just had this gemara in a vacuum, which I'm reading it now in a vacuum. It seems like he may be asking that question. Okay, where if it's a question of halos, you marry the whole woman. If it's a question of maisa, you string together two maisa kiddushins on half a woman. So in the end, this is parallel to Hispashtus. Hispashtus is getting to a full Kiddushin in stages. This is getting to the full Kiddushin in two halves. So if the problem is you need to have a full Kiddushin, in both cases you may have a full Kiddushin, either through the magic of Hispashtus, which we're going to study, or by pre-programming two halves, half and half. But if I was Maisa Kiddushin, then by Hispashtus I have a Maisa Kiddushin and Chatzi Isha, and then the Hispashtus, assuming a real Hispashtus is not part of the Maisa. Mashnei Kezech, I'm stringing together two Maisa Kiddushins and Chetzi. So it seems like Rava was asking this question. It seems like that was part of the conversation of who was it again, Mereimar, about Hispashtus is a Mereimar, Merzutra, Bereidra of Mari, the Ravina. Seems like, obviously, this is just Reb Chaim in the 19th century coming up with an idea, but it's latent in Rava's conversation, it's latent in Ravina's conversation, as we'll hopefully see, it's latent in the Rishonim's conversation. Again, this isn't addressed in the Mishnayos, but it seems like the Amorayim were onto this question. Okay, and of course, this question was not about sewing a woman in half. It was about trying to understand the nature of Kiddushin. Everyone was so conversant in Shas that the way to understand the nature of Kiddushin, comparing it to Bailos, comparing it to Shivchos, comparing it was essentially to take a case, Chatzisha, we have reference points by Kinyan and Shivcha, Chatzim Mascharin, say, okay, here's the question. What is this land? Does it land on Kinyan? Does it land on Shivcha? Like, where does this whole Kiddushin thing land? So instead of talking in Briscoe Lashon, because they were so sophisticated, they just talked in code. Chatzi Isha, what's the psal? There's a drasha, and different people understood it differently. Okay, Ephraim.
So the opposite, that by Shnei Chatzi of the Pruda, what's happening is when we say Vade Chatzim no Kamar, we mean there's one Maisa. It's not like there's two different Maisa.
Okay, so you're reading the language a bit. The language sounds like a little bit different. I talked about the logic. We'll get to the language later.
I think the logic goes as well.
Okay. We'll get to that. We'll see the Rambam, we'll see the Rashba. We're putting this on the side. Our first stop today will be Gittin Mem Gimel. Our second stop will be Chesech B'Pruta, according to the Rashba, Chesech B'Pruta, Chesech B'Pruta, according to the Rambam. We'll see. Okay, Uriah.
Structurally, the
Rechashmal
seems to assume that the latter Gemara is a stronger Raya than
Rashba. Yeah.
Why?
Because wait till we see Prince Rashba's, and then you'll see why. Wait till Sarah and Sand is Rashba's. Okay. So, Lechara, this question was not just a question of Rava. It was not just a question between Marzutra and Ravina, but was hotly debated in many, many Amoraim's circles. Which Amoraim's debate would seem potentially to revolve around this question? What is the problem in you're doing a Maisa on half a woman? You're hedging your Maisa? Or you can't be married to half a woman? Is it Chisaron in the Chalos? You can't be married to half a woman? or you have to do a full Maisa Kiddushin, and when you marry half a woman, saying the word Chetziach Mekudeshes is handicapping or hamstringing your Maisa Kiddushin. What Machlokas am I referring to? Right, very good. Machlokas in the Gemara Gittin by Achazi Shivach Achazi Baschar. Lechora, the simple way to address that is when I'm marrying a chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharin, do I have a problem in the chalos or do I have a problem in the maisa? So clearly I have a problem in the chalos. I may not have a problem in the because I'm marrying the whole woman. It's just the way it trickles down, the tfisis kedushin can't apply to the chatzi shivcha. So the simple pashtus of the Gemara and Gittin is that this is a machlokas amaray. We don't have to try to be medayik it in the Lashon of Rava Ephraim and this. It seems to be, this is a machlokas. If you look at Gittin and Gemara, what could they possibly be arguing about? Can you marry a chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschar, is a problem of chatzi isha? Our question, Gemara has different shittos, just read the Gemara together. Hiskachi lechatzi mekudeshes, lechatzi lekula, vim tim zalam, ben yisram, makadish chatzi isha in mekudeshes, Lo Shire, the Gemara is a question in the beginning. Ben Yisrael Shama the Bas Yisrael. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, sixth line. Kishem Shemekadesh Chatzi Isha, sixth wide line. Enim Mekudeshes, Kach Chetzia Shivcha, the Chetzia Bascharon Shiniskacha, Ein Kiddushin Kiddushin. So Rava, our Rava from Kiddushin appears in Gittin Mem Gimel and extends the Psul Chatzi Isha. To shivcha chatzis shivcha chatzis baschar. Darash Rav Barafuna same way. Kshem shemakadosh chatzis chatzis shivcha baschar. Eidim mekudeshes. So Rabba agreed. Rav Chisda didn't. So we've got some pretty powerful amaraim. Amalei Rav Chisda midam mihasim shayir bekinyano. Hachar lo shaya bekinyano. Hadar ukim Rav Barafuna amar alev v'darash machshel zos tachsedecha. Ein adamad tefetim chim nichshol ba ma'afa pishon chatzis mekudeshes. So Rabba Barafuna came around to Rav Chisda's side. So now it became Rabba Barafuna and Rav Chisda. Who validated Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bascharin, and it's not a problem Chatzi Isha against Rabba. Okay? My time Hasim Shai Bekinyanu, Hachalo Shai Bekinyanu. Rav Sheshes came around, Kshem Shem Makadish Chatzi Isha, and Makadish Kach Chatzi, and Makadish Eni Kudusha Kudushin. And what about Shivcha Charufa? It sounds like Kudushin is tough faced. She's not Makadish, she's Miwetis. So basically, it's two verses two. It's Rav Sheshes and Rabba versus Rav Chisda and Rav Huna in the Gemara and Gittin Mem Gimel. Lechora. The simple shot is that if for a problem of being married, there's no chalos kiddushin on half a woman, so here I'd have a problem. I'd hold like Rava and Rav Sheshes. Kesheim shemekadesh chatzi sheini mekudeshes, kacha mekadesh chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharin eini mekudeshes. In each case, you're struggling with the chalos ishos on half a woman. Whereas if the problem in kiddushin is when you say, is that you're hampering and hamstring the Maisa Kiddushin, nothing of that sort is happening in Gittin. It just so happens it can't pervade the entirety of the woman, so your Maisa isn't hampered even though your Chalos is constrained. So if you're looking for, before we get to what his Pashas is, because that's complicated, before we get to Rav's question, we'll see in a few minutes Rav's question, the simple way to say this is a Machlokas Amarayim. Machlokas between Sheshes and Rava versus Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. Rabba Barfuna. Okay. Now, it could be that even if the problem is in the Chalos, I still could differentiate between Chatzi Isha and Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschar. Namely, just because I hold like Rav Chisda and Rabba Barfuna that I differentiate between Chatzi Isha and Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bascharin, doesn't mean that I'm locked into saying, oh, the only problem with Chatzi Isha is in the Maisa, and by Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bascharin, I've got a good Maisa. Even if I feel the problem is in the Chalos, I could still say that there's no Chalos Kiddushin in Chatzi Isha, but there is a Chatzi Chalos Kiddushin by Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bascharin. This is at the core of the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger and his son, not in Machlokas, but the conversation between Rabbi Akiva Eger and his son, Rav Shlomo Eger. Okay, we'll have a chance to see Rabbi Akiva Eger in the future. We'll have less chance to see Rav Shlomo Eger. Anyone know anything about Rav Shlomo Eger? Son of Akiva Eger, right, okay. When he lived? Late in the 18th century, 1785, 86, 87 till around 1850. Okay. Loving Talmud. I was thinking today on the way to Shir, you don't have that many Rishonim, Acharonim, father-son combinations. Sometimes you have parents and grandchildren, Zadies and grandchildren. How many times do you really have Rabbi Akiva Eger and his son? It was like one of the Gedolei Ador, and obviously
Rashbam and the
Ri. Who else? Torn the Rush. Ben Avram, but it wasn't. Like, it's really interesting. You don't have that many. Rashi Ragon, Rafai Gon. Not Rashi.
Yeah.
Right. Moshe Ben. Right. It's just really interesting. So you have an instance. Anyway, the two aspects that were just two or three aspects of his life that were interesting. November 29th. Why is that day important? What? Right. So Chavtep Ben November is important for us. Again, those who don't know your Zionist history, UN resolution, Chavtep Ben November, 1947. But if you go back to 1831, November 29th, right around now, is the day of the Polish uprising. There's an internal Polish uprising against Russia. The Poles got slaughtered. Russia basically absorbed Poland. But this is important from a Jewish standpoint because the Jews, who generally went on to Polish politics, were strongly supportive of the Poles in this uprising against the Russians. And there was actually like a rabbinic council to, you know, be in charge of the Jewish role in the Polish uprising against the Russians. And he was part of that council. So he lives through that whole process in Poland. And that's interesting, rabbis being involved in politics. Doesn't work so well.
Castro was very closely
in that one.
From the dictionary.
In the Polish uprising. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know. Okay. Who knew? Right. Anyway, so the other interesting part is at a certain point in 1837 or so, Rabbi Akiva Eger died. Akiva Eger is being talked about a lot now because he wrote a lot of interesting tshuvos about the cholera outbreak, about how to go to shul. So like a lot of people have been quoting Akiva Eger's tshuvos in terms of working out shul attendance and Yom Narayim in the early 1810s. During the cholera, or 1820s, in the cholera outbreak. Anyway, 1837, Akiva Eger's nifter, and they want his son to replace him in Poznan, which is the city in Poland that Akiva Eger's the rav in. And basically, his candidacy is filibustered by the locals in town who don't want him to become the rabbi. And those would be early 19th century. Who's making trouble for the rabbanim? Maskilim. Not so much the Hasidim. There's an interesting story of the Hasidim. There's a lot of Maskilim opposing of Shlomo Eger. So about 2-3 year delay. They make his life horrible. So basically towards the end of his life, he retreats to some small town. He's just the Rav in some small little town. Just like Eddie and the Cruisers, right? Hang up the cleats. They'll just go back to some small little town and be a rabbi. Enough to be the rabbi of the big town. It was going to cause machlokas. So a lot of Maskilim getting in the way. Also, and one of the great ironies of life, Rav Shlomo Eger was one of the leading forces in the battle against the Hasidim. And his son, Rav Leibele, went to Gur and became a Kutzke Hasid and started a whole new branch of the Kutzke Hasidim. So be careful what you battle for, right? You know, if you want good parenting skills, okay? So when you sit at the table, don't be too political and ideological. Just agree with everyone. Yeah, good point. Because the second you make your point, you're just goading your children into becoming that. So yeah, good point. Pull the leap tag on. Yeah, good point. Yeah, good. Not on the table. Good point. You know, I'm not going to be target practice for your 19-year-old adolescent testosterone-driven idea. You know, you make your point to someone else. So yeah, good point. Not that bad. Unlike the monitor, but like, have these fathers who like to try to like indoctrinate their kids and ram it into them, and you're going to be just like me, like, okay, you know, have your own life, okay, pass the pickles. I'm like, I always try to break the tension. I would scream at each other, like, hey, you pass the soup nuts down there, you get a little hot over there, have some dessert. You know, I'm always finding new courses to serve. So that's a good way to be a father of the town. People want to eat, they don't want all this ideology. You know, Rabbi Tal tells these great stories about sitting at his table with his dad. And his father was like a worker. He worked in a straw factory or like a cow dung factory. Like, you know, really, really hard work. Like, came home at night. And like, he was at the table. I won't be talking, I make all these sounds. And he said, I learned more from my father's sounds than I learned from anything else. You know, his father kept quiet. Just, just make a lot of, see, those are the ways you communicate in life without saying much. So, okay, so I got to learn how to communicate also. Anyway, so this is a Shlomo Eger. So Shlomo Eger puts together two Rambams and comes up with an interesting question. What's interesting about Shlomo Eger is you actually have a portrait of him. So late 18th century, early 19th century, actually starting to get portraits. Not photographs, but portraits. I don't think it's a photograph. But if you look online, there's actually a a real portrait, not the fake, you know, the Rambam, or how did Rashi look, or how did Moshe Rabbeinu look? You know? Real portraits, like, you know, the fake Vilna Gaon portrait versus the real Vilna Gaon portrait. There are two portraits of the Vilna Gaon. So the one that we have with the big tefillin versus the small tefillin. So they're different portraits. So, right, you're starting to get people, you know, sitting there for portraits, you know, shoot me now. Imagine like sitting there 10 hours for a portrait. Thank God for cameras. The last thing I want to sit there for 10 hours while someone's taking a portrait, making a profile of me. Anyways. And then I got lucky. You got to be blinded by flashes, you know. The early flashes, you know, you stand there. Yeah. Everyone always wants to know why people didn't smile in old pictures, because their eyes were being gouged out of their heads by these nuclear flashes, these atomic mushrooms. Smile. So, like, why would you smile when you're about to go blind? Thank God today we have cameras and everything's really good. Okay, so Rav Shlomo Eger stitches together two Rambams. If you hold A, based on a Rambam that says that Kiddushin is Tofes by an Ubar, maybe we'll talk about that Rambam a little bit, you can marry an Ubar, so you would think that a fetus is not a Bar Hachi for Kiddushin. The Rambam says that it is under certain circumstances, A. Number B, the concept of Ubar Yerachima, which we would say with our Lamdisha minds would mean this, that, all sorts of things, but it doesn't really relate to Kiddushin. Because, come on, a baby is not part of the mother for Kiddushin and Gerushin. There are all sorts of halachas that Uber Yerachimo could influence, but certainly not Kiddushin and Gittin. But the Rambam paskins in Ilchas Avadim that you can't be Meshacher, a pregnant woman, the Shechur in total, because since we paskin Uber Yerachimo, so it's a Chati Shechur. If you take those two Rambams of Shlomo Eger suggested, then you have a problem. What's the problem? How could the Rambam say that you can be Kaddish and Ubar? Isn't it Chati Isha? If you don't have the Rambam by Shichrur, then it's not really Uber Yerachim. It means all sorts of halachos, but it doesn't mean that for marriage we see them as one unit. But the Rambam saw the Shichrur as one unit, assuming you could carry it over from Shichrur, which is the assumption of Shlomo. Carry it over from Shichrur. Fascinating computational skills. Assuming you take that Rambam, how can you marry an Ubar? Isn't it Chatzi Isha? It's cute, putting things together. You see how their minds work. It was like, you know, you play football tomorrow, you'll make plays. They made plays with Lumbus. Everything was, you know, my favorite Kiddushin. I mean, they also made jokes in Lumbus. You know, there's a famous rabbinic convention, and you now could go back in time and join that convention in Europe at some point in the 20th century. And the rabbanim were like talking off the cuff after like one of the sessions or something. So someone raised the question, can the Tzad Zachar be Mekadosh the Tzad Nekeva? Can a person be Mekadosh himself? So, no, what would you say, no? Chatziyesh, what would you say?
You can't
likuka
to yourself.
Tika, like a tika, Maitse Nesina, Lizard of Moshe, okay.
So now you... The entire effort of doing the Kiddushin is the entire effort,
so it's not a Chatziyesh. What do you think?
Yeah, but it depends, because, I mean, I think that this is the beginning, and he makes a difference in the Androgynos. I don't think he can play, even if he can have kids twice, I don't think anyone says he can play the part of both of them.
Okay, great. So this is... Okay, great. So this... Okay, here's the punchline. This is exactly more or less what happened. They all clocked in with their Lamedisha Svaros. And I think it was Chaim Ozer, who was like the God of Lador. Chaim Ozer Grudzinski came in and said, Pashtet, it's puzzle. Why? P'sul achotso. You were close.
Wait a second.
So I'm just saying, at a certain point, you get so immersed in lumdos and so immersed in the system, it's just... That's what Jesus Shama Ego. Like, they're not learning it as outsiders. Okay, what are the makaros? I'll carry my knapsack, and I'll learn till 1 o'clock, and I'll grab some lumdos. It's just... You get into it, just okay. And a Rambam, it's just your neurons, like remapping your neurons. Your whole neuron system works differently. It becomes part of you, part of your brain, part of your heart. So okay, but Rambam, Uber accounts for Kiddushin. Like in a million years, I wouldn't have made the connection. Well, once you say Nechas Avadim, that Uber accounts for Kiddushin and Gittin, how could the Rambam say Mekadesh Uber works isn't Chatzi Isha? Like, there are a thousand answers to that question, but just like, who in the world would have thought of that? You have to have a certain, that's what I'm looking for. It's not systemic thinking. It's more, it has to be in your bloodstream. Yeah, it's like things that you, when you combine and cluster three or four ideas together. Josh. No, okay. There's a claim against her. Dmei Vlados. That's the okay. Let's. Okay. Anyway. So let's start with the Rishona Ego. So I gave you I my bad. What I did was I was writing the Makaros very quickly yesterday, and this comes up in the end of Shuva Kuf Ayin. And I thought that the answer of the Kivagor to his son was in Kuf Ayin. Very often Kivagor will quote a letter from his son with five or six issues, and then the next Shuva he'll answer them. So I didn't give you the Kivagor's answer, so I quickly sent you out today on their WhatsApp. So let's first look at what Shlomo Eger says. And then what Rabbi Kivagor says, back to him, back to his son. This is for today, so I'll put this on the side. This is for today. Okay, here's the Makar. So, the Shuli HaMichtav, in the end of your letter, the end of your email, okay, Karshuli, you said, Ala Rambam, you ask a question on the Rambam. Person says, in Ishus, Im Yaldach Ishtchan Akevet, Himukidash Asli, Demahani Behuka Ubra. Just if you're keeping score, you can't be Makadish an indiscernible fetus, but if the woman's already showing, you can be Makadish a fetus, which is a very, very interesting halacha about Kiddush. Again, I'd love to just learn the sugya. How can you? What to say about Kiddush? I don't know how much time we'll have. Halavi Pascha de Harambam, de Beshivchas Velodech ben Chorin lo Mahani of Shivchas Chatziyamdo, Hachinam and Evikim Makadish Chatzi Isha. Okay? So now, Rav Shlomo Ego wants to say it only works if you hold like Rav Huna, Rav Rabbi Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. Oh, you see, right, you have two cases. You have Chatzi Isha that doesn't work in Kiddush. And you have Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschar, and Gittin that does work. So what do I feel in Ubar is more like? It's more like a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschar. It's less like a Chatzi Isha. There's more similarities between an Ubar and her mother to Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschar than there is to Chatzi Isha. That's the answer of Shlomo Ego. V'nira li, kivan den yochal l'kadosh b'yosef l'oshari b'kinyano. Since you did everything you possibly can, you married the whole Ubar, you didn't hamstring your Maisa Kedisha, I'm marrying the Ubar. L'shitase de Rambam, and the Rambam luckily happens to paskin like Rav Rabbi Rav Huna and like Rav Chizda. L'chatzi shivcha chatzi b'scharin works. L'shitase de Rambam, the mekadosh chatzi shivcha v'chatzi b'scharin b'kredeshes, nicha hacha. So it works here. So Shlomo Eger said, just like Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bascharin works, similarly Ubar would work. Or, say differently, Ubar will only work if Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bascharin works. If Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bascharin does not work, Ubar will not work. So namely, Ubar is just like Chatzi Shivcha. In both cases, Chatzi works, but only if you accept Shivcha Chatzi. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the WhatsApp responded. He said, no. Kiva Eger said, again, it's an Eshuv, it's Kuf Ayin Aleph, Kivagor said, "After Eino Dome Kol Kach Lahasam." I just quoted the punchline to you. After Eino Dome Kol Kach Lahasam. Don't compare it to Chatzi Shivcha. Namely, you could prohibit Chatzi Shivcha and still accept Ubar. You don't have a problem with Ubar. The Chatzi Shivcha. I'm sorry. Opposite. Strip that. Even if you're Machshir Chatzi Shivcha, you may not be Machshir Ubar. The opposite way. Just because you paskin the Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bascharin is kasher, doesn't mean the Ubar is kasher. So don't be so quick to think the Rambam would greenlight Ubar just because of Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bascharin. The Chatzi Shivcha lav bas kiddushin b'atzmusi. The Chatzi Shivcha side is mufka from kiddushin. V'chol atzad sheyesh bo shaychus tfisis kiddushin is kadesh. So the kiddushin pervaded all parts of the woman, that's bar hachi for kiddushin. Mashengin bazeh, the Chatzi, the other part of the Ubar, namely the mother, Dihaim Batsmusa Baskidushin. She's a Baskidushin. Al the Akshav and Yachalakansha, Kivan Nasulaba. You can't marry the woman either because she's married, she's an ancient sister to the father, or because she's the mother of the Ubar, and she's a bit of Imo. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is telling his son, don't be so quick to extend the heter of Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin, according to Sama Maraim from Gittin, to your case. In that case, the Kiddushin extended to every part of the woman that is feasible for Kiddushin. The other part is not relevant for Kiddushin. Or if you want to see the way Rabbi Chanan said it, again, not in a racist way, but just in a halachic way, Rabbi Chanan says, "Beshut Rabbi Kiva Eger hikshid b'no, la sovrim de'efshel l'kadosh ubar, maishna mishichur, d'man d'yama ubar yirachimo." I mean, just like think about the spacing here. Rabbi Chanan is giving the shir
let's say, I don't know, 1910. I'm just picking a random number on Mechanan Lev. So he's giving the shir in 1910, and he's telling his Talmidim a tshuva and a discussion that took place 100 years beforehand. They're on 1810. Again, the numbers are probably off, but and now we're 100 years later, and we're reading about Rabbi Chanan, like, just like the proximity of Rav Shlomo Eger. We feel Rav Shlomo Eger was like hundreds of years ago. The proximity of Rav Shlomo Eger to Rabbi Chanan was like the proximity of Rabbi Chanan to us. He was talking about a conversation that had taken place 100 years earlier in a tshuva that had talked about for 100 years. We're now talking about a conversation of Rabbi Chanan, or Rabbi Chaim, that took place about 100 years ago. We're talking about them. So just to get a sense of like, oh, they're so distant, but then they weren't distant. They had Masara, so we don't have, because just like our children, our grandchildren will ask you, oh, what did Rav Aaron say? So in 80, 90 years, what Rav Aaron said is going to be, you know, it'll be dusty by 80 years. It'll be 80 years longer. You'll have a closer masara to that because you heard from people that's out by Rav Aaron. So just, you're going back, and this is very current. And everyone knew the tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eger in his conversation with his son. Hachinayim v'kidushin levim v'chadash chatzi isha v'tiritz line 3 of Bechanan, told this is written by Salmidim. Kivan di'ef shalakadish kulu l'shar b'kinyan. Rav Shlomo Eger wanted to say that just like chatzi shivcha chatzi b'scharon works according to the Rambam, Uber will work. Okay. Rabbi Akiva Eger, line number 4, heishiv, so Bechanan writing dil dummy klal. You can't compare Ubar to Chatzi Shiv Chatzi Bascharin. The Mabekach, the Inachal Kadosh Kula Mikom Makom Isha Ksiv Lo Chatzi Isha. Uve Chatzi Shivcha Cheshin is Chatzi Shivcha. The Chatzi Shivcha Hatam. Here's Rabbi Chanan justifying Chatzi Shivcha's Tfisas Kiddushin as opposed to Ubar. Mishum the Shivcha. Here's the sharpening. The Shivcha Legabe Kiddushin Kibehema Dami. The Chatzi Isha the Chatzi Behema. Kiilu Nolda Rak Chatzi Isha Demekari Isha. That other part of the shivcha is completely irrelevant to kiddushin, because it's a behemoth. It's like you had halacha construct that was half man, half animal. So the animal part doesn't count. You've extended the kiddushin as far as you can, which is a chiddush. I would have said no. You can't have chatzi ishus at all. You can't have a state. Well, try to sharpen this a little in the next couple of days, as much time as we have, and that could be the shita of Rava and the shita of Rav Sheshes. It's just like kiddush is not tofis in chatzi isha. It's not tofis in chatzi shivcha. Even though the chatzi shivcha is like a behemah, but Rav Akiva Eger is saying no. Don't assume that if you can be machshir chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharon, you can be machshir an isha an ubar. The other part is lav bas kiddushin. So you've extended the chalos ishus as far as you possibly can. Whereas by the ubar, you're not stretching the chalos ishus to all marriageable parts of this woman. Because there's a marriageable part of this woman, the ubar of the baby, the yerech of the baby, the mother, that you can't extend kiddushin to because she's already married. So your kiddushin is still a limited kiddushin. And just because chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharon will work, does not mean that ubar will work, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, back to his son. Now, interesting question, a lot to think about. Here's my question to you. If you interviewed Rabbi Akiva Eger, okay, and I'll put this on the board in a moment, and you said, the mandiyama who holds chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharon works, our psak, is that because he understands the chisaron is in the maisa, and he did a full maisa, as we said 20 minutes ago? We would say, even if it's a problem generally in the chalots, chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharon is not a chalots problem. What would he say?
The latter.
Yeah. That's the logic. That's why I took you on this tour. I'll put it on the board for a moment. The simple pshat, or maybe say this is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eger and his son. Rav Shlomo Eger read the Gemara in Pesachim and Gittin. Read the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Gimel. Said, chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharon works. 50 years before Rav Chaim. It must be the only problem with the chatzi isha is maisa kiddushin. In chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharon, you have a full maisa kiddush. You have a ganza maisa kiddush. Ganza, help us out. Full. A ganza maisa kiddush. Yiddish. A full, today's multilingual day, okay? This is UN day. Okay. Multilingual day. A ganza maisa. I'll give you some Italian. I'll show you what it puts in Italian. Be familiar, okay? Yeah, but I know how to curse in Italian, but not much more.
Oh,
that's pretty. I was in the business end of some of those Italian curses for much of my adolescent childhood, so it's in there deep down. Okay, not on the recording. Okay, so ganze meise kiddushin. That's why it works. Chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharon. Ganze meise kiddushin works. Chatzi bascharon. Ganze meise kiddushin works for ubar. You're not hedging your kiddushin. You're saying I'm marrying the ubar. It's just not spreading. Who cares about the spread? You got to do a ganze meise kiddushin in Shlomo Eger. It's a ganze meise kiddushin in chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharon according to Rev Huna, Rabbi Huna, and Rav Chisda. It's against the Maisik Yudishin by the Umar. Kiv Eger said, Nishmankin, not my son, Nishmankin, Herein Mankin, listen, my child, Shema Bini, listen, Mankind, listen, it's not so pashut. The problem is not the Maisik Yudishin, the problem is the Chalos. Oh, Abba, if the problem is the Chalos, how do you accept Chatzi Shiv Chatzi Baschar? Because your chalos will spread as much as you can. I don't care whether the chalos spreads to the behemoth part of this whole process. But by the ubar, you're not spreading the chalos to the mother. And the mother is a marriageable halachic entity. So your ishus is limited. Namely, okay, so now we're getting to our board. Now it's 2020. We're so slow, we have to actually make diagrams. Somebody was looking at us in Shemayim and rolling his eyes. You guys need diagrams. It's like second instinct to me. We need our diagrams, okay? Chatzi Isha, is a problem in the Maisa, or a problem in the Chalos? Flip it around. Chalos or Maisa? I'm putting the word also in parentheses. Okay. Nafkamina number one is, Machlokis Amorayin, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Vaschar. Get in there. Rabba bar Rav Huna and Rav Chisda say it works. Rav Sheshes and Rabba say it doesn't work. Okay? Now, if it doesn't work, this is the easy pshat. The pashtus is, if it doesn't work, because I feel the problem in the halos. All the action we just had is if it does work, why? That was the whole center of gravity of Shlomo Eger and his father. If it does work, which is how the Rambam paskins, can I extend it to Uba? That was a whole pivot here. If it doesn't work, you're lost in the flood. You don't have a chance. You don't stand a prayer for Uba. But fortunately, the Rambam paskins, it does work. So if it does work, can I transfer it to Uba? So, Rav Shlomo Eger said, well, if it does work, it shows the whole problem was the Maisa. And Bechatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschar, and you have a full Maisa. A full Maisa, and it should also work by Umar, because you have a full Maisa. Rekiva Eger told his son, no. Even if it works, I can still say that it's a problem in the Chalos. But by Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bascharin, you extend Chalos enough. Because you don't care about the Behemah part. But by Uvar, you have a problem. So namely, we're now hedging our Machlokas here. If you say it doesn't work by Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bascharin, you had a full Kiddushin there. Why shouldn't it work? You married Ruben, the whole woman. You didn't hedge her. You didn't say half of you. You said, I'm marrying you. So your Maisa Kiddushin was complete. So if it doesn't work, if you say, oh, you know, this doesn't work, and it's because you probably feel that there's a problem in the Chalos, and here you have a Chalos problem. But if it does work, that's where the drama, and we paskin it works. There's a lot of drama here, and we'll see in a minute. Tosfos will take it to the next level. If it does work, it's because, oh, I see the whole problem was the Maisa, you have a good Maisa. Or even if the problem was the Chalos, you can still make it work because the Chalos doesn't have to extend to the animal. Part of this woman using animal not in racist, right? Just in halachic terminology to the behemoth part of this person. Nafkamina would be what happens to the Uber and the mother. Machlokas Shlomo Eger and Rekiva Eger. We'll see another Nafkamina in Tosfos in a moment. Tosfos in Kiddushin. Okay, Joey.
What is the Rambam says that Uber works, right?
Yes.
What does Rabbi Kiva Eger do with those two
Rambams? There are other ways to answer the question, Hatisha. The whole premise here may be off. The second premise, which we're not studying, that you can learn from a shachar, isha, muberis, it doesn't work. That uba yarachim or for kiddushin, there are like three ways to block that logic. So who knows if uba yarachim really factors into kiddushin? The whole premise that it is chatz isha because the mother and the woman, the mother and the fetus are joined. Like I can get out of that many, many, many ways. So that's the way out of it. Okay. Yes. Yes.
We're assuming that Rabbi says the only problem is with the halos, then what's the series of questions based on?
That's going to cause a problem for him. We may have to change those questions, and the Rambam will change the questions. Okay, very good, very good. Yes, sir.
I think Rabbi wanted to say that there are really just two. The machlokas is about what type of chalos you're creating, whether it's a full kiddushin on half of her or a different type of kiddushin.
No, that was about chatzi ishi. Givi was about
shiva.
Okay. So, okay.
That's an assumption I'm making. We're not going to differentiate between those things. Okay. Why is this important? Take a look at Tosis. Okay? Because there's a... Tell me what you think Tosis holds. Which version of Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chisda did Tosis hold? Let's see if we can put Tosis into this conversation with the Shlomo Eger and Rav Akiva Eger. Okay? What? It's the second part of the Tshuva. But let's first see Tosis. Okay. The Gemara says, what happens, or Mem Gimel, what happens if Itmar, if she's Mishtachlers, Chetz Yeshivcha v'Chetz Yebaschorin, Sheneskadcha, according to Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chisda that it works. According to Rav Huna, according to Rabba and Rav Sheisha, this Gemara doesn't exist because you can't marry a Chetz Yeshivcha v'Chetz Yebaschorin. But according to Rabbi Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, you can. What happens when she gets mishtachreres? Itmar, chetz yeshivcha vechetz yebaschon sheniskatcha leRuven v'nishtachrera v'chazo v'niskatcha leShimon. So now you have a sub machlokas. Rabbi Yosef Baruch Hama Amar Rav Nachman Paku Kiddusha Rishon. Once she's mishtachreres, the Kiddusha Rishon is pokas. Reb Zera Gamru. Now, if I really had time, we would delve into this machlokas, right? Uri, the way to solve what the nature of the kiddushin of the chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharin is to see what happens when she's mishtachreres, paku or gamro. But we're not going to that layer right now. Let's take the paku shita. Okay, my friend Paco. I say what he did. Okay, so my friend Paco. Taz has a kasha. There should be a third option. Not Paku, not Gamru, but Kaimu. You married a half a woman, right? It worked, right? So you married half a woman. Like, what's this whole pressure for a change? Which is especially, you know, indicated by Paku. So let's put all the focus right now on Paku. After all, we have a realm in which Chatzi works even without these fancy schmancy chatzi shivcha chatzi baschar. You can't be mekadesh a chatzi isha unless you get this crazy case of chatzi baschar. But what can you do? Chatzi hekdesh. As we'll see. And chatzi hekdesh stays chatzi hekdesh. There's no pressure to turn a successful chatzi hekdesh into anything more or anything less. It just stays chatzi. So why does the Gemara feel under the gun? Oh, what happens when this crazy, crazy hybrid breaks down and she's mishtachreres? You got your kedushin in, it worked, we let it work, and now all of a sudden everything's changing. Now how does the kedushin change? Why should it change? You got your half kedushin in. Let's stick. Man half married. What's the big deal? Tell us. Gamu kedushin rishon. We're talks about we're shutuf. Me and Avi Bolsim are shutufim. I'm out there's my part, and then I buy you out. Okay, so I want to know, what if I make another hektish? What if I don't make another hektish? Even after I buy you out, it's half hektish. So you have half hektish, why not have half kiddushin? Oh, this is like a setup. This is right down Broadway. This is great. What's the answer? What's the answer, guys? No, what's the answer? You can't have half Ishus.
Yeah.
We keep anger. Man, forget prayer or vote. Don't give me external things. Don't run. Don't run. Stay. Stick it out. Face the music. Don't run to Chicago. Stay. Stay a night, stay a while, stay. You think there's only one problem with Chatzi Ishus called the Maisa, and we solved that problem because when I did the Maisa, it was complete? No. The real problem with Chatzi Ishus is no such thing called the Chalos. I was only willing to let the chalos work when the other half was a behemoth. But now that the other half is marriageable, I got a problem. And since I can't solve the problem, because I can't do another half kiddushin, the whole thing just vaporizes. Pocket. No, let's assume right now. That's the answer. Kivyager is right. If you held the only problem is a ma'aseh kiddushin, and that's why it's a tzitzit v'chatzit shechatzit pasachon, because I married the whole woman. Okay, so I married the whole woman. I got my ma'aseh in. Let it just stay. I married half a woman. The only problem with chatzit ishes is it's a flawed ma'aseh kiddushin. You can't say, I'm mer. You can't do half. You got to say the whole word. I'm mer. Can't do that. Do the whole thing. So then I can't say I'm mer. You can't say I'm happy. You can't say, I got to do a ma'aseh kiddushin. What happens? Yeah, I'll just use non-brisket terms. It's not a marriage problem, it's a wedding problem. They can't be married to half women. You can't do the wedding. The wedding, the process. You can't do the process. It's not a ma'aseh kiddushin, half a woman. It's a question of process. So, b'chaz v'yishivcha, you married the whole woman, so it's good. Okay, stay married half a woman. It's no problem being married half a woman. Why not? And Tosfos basically gives the straight down Broadway answer. Tosfos says, no. He says, Shani Hasam, the Efshar Shatir, the Yechetzit, the Mechetzit, the Chetzit, the you can have half hektish. What do you do with half hektish? There are solutions for that. Avol Hacha, wow, you want to read a nice, brisker line in a French Tosfos. French. They learn a little French. Any French people there? No one took French in high school?
I was.
Oh, all right, you're having a little French. Okay, so Avol Hacha, the E Efshar. Listen to this brisker line. The E Efshar Shtechetzia Mikudeshes. Wow, that's pretty brisk. E Efshar. You can't have a state of Chetzia Mikudeshes. I would love to hear Rav Shlomo Eger to read this line. The E Efshar Shtechetzia Mikudeshes. I have ideas. The Chayikach Ish. Isha ksiv lochatz isha. Mistaver l'neimar o gamri opaki. You got to do something. A state, which we call chalos, a state of chatz isha is untenable, is unsustainable. Oh, how could you be married halfway to a chatz isha chatz? No, you're married to the whole woman. There, the other part was just the hanger on, was just the wrapping. Then you're married to the whole woman. But now she's a whole woman, and you're married to half of her. And that can't exist. So we got to find some, got to move to the next stage. So isn't Tosfos like Rabbi Kivager? That the problem, right? Let's review this odyssey. We start saying, if you hold like Rav Chisda, and you hold like Rabbi Rav Huna, and you're machshir ishas, chatzi ishas, must be the oldest problem in the Maisa, and he have a good Maisa. And that's what Rabbi Shlomo Eger started to seem to say, and therefore it's the other problem, the Maisa, Bechatzi Shukha, you have a good Maisa. Where else do you have a good Maisa? Uber, according to the Rambam. We said, pump the brakes a little on this pshat. No. You could still be in Mekil in Gittin, Mekil Machin. You could still say it's a good Kiddushin in Gittin Mem Gimel, even if the problem of Chatzi Ishas is Chalos. Because when you're married to Chatzi Shukha, you're married to the whole maritable woman. And don't tell me Uber there wouldn't work, says of Kivega to his son. I think it's what Tosfos is saying. Hence the pressure for Paki. Now, fascinatingly enough, Tosfos gives a second answer. I'm not going to take you down that, Jack. But in theory, maybe the other answer of Tosfos is reverting back to Shlomager's chiluk, telling us why you have Paki, even though it's only a problem in the Maisa, and the original Maisa was good. A little too subtle, Tosfos. I don't want to confuse your minds. But Rich Rishon that you did see in Gittin, which is a giveaway, says, you're bothered by Paki? I'm going to run to Chicago. I'm going to explain Paki having nothing to do with how we understand Chatzishas. Chatzishas is not a problem in the Chalos. It's a problem in the Maisa. And the Maisa you already did the right way. And you're married to half a woman. What do you say, Paki? And then do Chatzishas. Joker, wild card, ringer, hire a free agent, get you the Super Bowl. Someone foreign to the team. Who brings something foreign into this equation? Yeah, who says that?
No idea.
Why am I talking like this? Yeah, I don't know. Rashi. Rashi. Paki Kiddushin Rishon. Afil Amandi Yama Mikudeshin. Ah, you got Kiddushin. There's only problem in the Maisav. Shlomo Eger. No problem. No problem in the Chalos. So why Paki? Ba Shechor Vivkia. The Kiddushin is Paki, and of course the second Kiddushin works. Shari Nishtana Gufa. Of like a Katan Shinola Dami. See the Machlokes Tosas and Rashi, why Paki Kiddushin? Coin to Tosas, why Paki Kiddushin? Chatzishas. Coin to Rashi, why Paki Kiddushin? Yes, in this guy, because no, there's no Chatzishas problem. He goes into that question. He says something a little bit different. So the Machlokes, at some level, between how to understand Chatzishas, maybe a Machlokes, not just between the Amorayim on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph between Rabba Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes and Rabba, and not just a machlokas between Rav Kiv Eger and his father, but between Rashi and Tosas. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Thanksgiving Indians, peace pipe. Put that in your Thanksgiving pipe and smoke it.
But not indoors.
Who knows what they were smoking back then? I don't know. I don't know, peace pipes. That's what he used to say. Well, you guys know some slang for, you know, on the street, you guys know some slang. I teach you guys slang. There's a language day, so some street slang called whiz bang. You know, never heard that. Okay, it's called, never need to know. I don't think it's called whiz bang. Okay. So, the engines. That's why they were so happy on Thanksgiving. Was it because of the corn? Trust me, it was because of the corn. You were told corn, that's a peachy version. Anyway, fire, water, and whiz bang. That's Thanksgiving meal. Okay, anyway, so Machlokes Tosfos and Rashi. Tosfos holds a problem with Chatzishos like a Biki Beger. And the Paki Kiddushin is Paki. You problem with the Chalos, but Chatzishos Shifli have no problem with the Chalos. And therefore, once she's no longer chatzis shifcha, the chalos is an issue, and it's going to just self-implode. According to Rashi, the problem was the maisa. You did a maisa, okay, it's about the chalos. You can have a sustainable chatzis chalos. The only reason for paki is kigershin is going. Again, we haven't explained Gamri, we haven't explained Rashi, we haven't the second Mishnah tells us. But you see, I mean, just again, it's Thanksgiving, so take stock. You see what we've done now. We've taken three totally different conversations and linked them logically. Power of Lumbus. One conversation is, what's the halacha? Second conversation is what's the halacha by Uber according to the Rambam. Third conversation is Amandi Amar, Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bascharin works. Why is the Kiddushin Paki? Half of a machlokas. Now you have the processors to have this all make sense. Three totally different conversations, all swirling around the same mission. Yes, Moshe.
Does Rashi fall off the either side necessarily, or is he kind of extracting himself from this consideration?
This is a glaring Rashi. At some point, Rashi's going to have to be interviewed and he's going to have to face a hard question. Rashi, why did you say Gershon is Kaya? But there are easier ways to explain Paki. For example, Tosfos. Like, if you interviewed me and said Paki, I would say because Chatzi Ishus is unsustainable. It was sustainable when she was half an animal, half a person. And he said, yeah, the whole person married. But now that she's a full person, you can't have Chatzi Ishus, so you got to make a choice. Paki, Gamri. Why is Rashi saying Katan Shinola? Is it true Katan Shinola? Does it affect her status Katan Shinola? So there's a lot here that Rashi's taking a risk on. He's taking a risk. Maybe you would say because Chatzi Ishus is sustainable and you already performed the good Maisa Kiddushin. Yes, quickly. Avi, Ari, Didi, and let's move back to Ari Gemara. Well, because I want to give you 10 o'clock. Yes, go, go, go.
So can't you say that Tosfos also holds a Sipsil Maisa, and the reason why Gamri Opaki is because of Puruvu? Because that can't happen and happen.
You could say it, but you should say Puruvu.
Right. Well, I'm saying that's connected to
Ishus. No. You're saying totally the Ishus works, but there's a side factor that we force into the Mekadosh. It's not internal structure. That's a second structure on top of it. It doesn't say Peru. All right.
When Raj says it, does he mean that just the side of her that was a slave and now becomes Jewish?
It's not like the whole thing, because he's trying to be mafkia the Kiddushin from the Baschorin part.
If he's talking about the whole thing, how could that be? The side of her that was Mekudesh was free. Nothing changed. It was free. It was
okay, so that's a big Chiddush, and we have to dig deeper into the Geirus of an Eved, and then the Geirus of a Chatzi Shuv, a Chatzi Paschar, and then that leads us right to
Nechus. And then furthermore, in Baitosu, when they compare it to the Behema, Rebbe keeps on saying that it's the shift over to the Behema aspect, but couldn't you say Tosu, they're talking about the whole shift as one Behema, in the sense that
The subcontext of this whole conversation is you accept the premise that the other part is irrelevant. Once you reject that premise, then you can redo the whole machlokes. Okay, anyway, let's move on. Okay. Let's get to our Gemara. Shnei Chatzeach Bepruta. Let's get to the Gemara's question. Let's get to the Rambam Shita. Let's spend a little time on this. And then, Amir Tzashem, part two of today, which I want to end this as quickly as possible. Part two of today is going to say, what can we learn about Chatzi Isha by contrasting it with Chatzi Ish? And that contrast may give birth to a whole different way of viewing Chatzi Isha. So just to give you a sense of how this whole sugya is evolving, what's the mutation of this sugya, we're still stuck in this paradigm. What's the problem? Maisa Chalos. We're working within the paradigm. The pressure of Chatzi Ish may force us to redo the paradigm, why Chatzi Ish works. Because in theory, everything we've said now can be easily exported to Ish, and yet the Gemara says there's no problem with Chatzi Ish. So we're going to have to see, can we make a minor adjustment, or we have to redo the whole paradigm, right? Just to give you an overall picture of how I'm trying to build this sugya for you. Okay, so I took you to Gittin, because there was an easy sugya, you know, you could sink your teeth right into it, machlokes amarayim, and it was easy to cascade the sugya. And we have a slightly harder, more nuanced question, like why did I take you to Gittin? What's right in Kiddushin? Because you want to get your mind thinking, pumping. So let's start with the easy part. Now we're going to the next level of complexity. Next level of complexity is this case of the lead-up of cases. It sounds like Rav is building a lead-up. He says, does this case work? Well, why do you think about this case? What about this case? Why do you think about this case? What about this case? Okay, now, what are his cases? By Rav. Chetzeich b'chatzi pruta. B'chetzeich davzayinam in beis. B'chetzeich b'chatzi pruta. Mao. Kivinam b'chatzi pruta paskal. Delma. Mona b'halichu. Intim salam amana v'halachu. What about half of you with half a pruta, half of you with a pruta? And what about the case of half of you with a pruta today and half of the pruta tomorrow? Okay? And then he says, he takes a little break. Okay. And then that break just extends it a little bit. Shnei chetzeich b'pruta ma'am. Okay, so again, I'm going to draw this on the board just so you should see the logical sequencing, because it's really important to follow the logical sequencing. Just erase. I want to get some of my magic markers out. So I'm just going to give you the highlights. I didn't give you every piece. I'll just give you three cases, okay? One is chetzeich b'chatzi pruta, chetzeich b'chatzi pruta. I'll give you three cases. Two is chetzeich b'pruta, chetzeich b'pruta. Chetzeich b'pruta hayom, chetzeich b'pruta machar. And the last case is, I'm intentionally saying in red, is Shnei Chetzeich B'pruta. Okay? Now, it seems obvious that all these four cases are a sequence. And they share, as Frank was saying, other people were saying, they share a common logical basis. The simple way, if we're not looking at the language, we'll have to look at the language a little bit later, because the language here is very, very provocative on both ends. If we're just looking at the logic, it seems like the logic is being split along this pole. If the problem is the chalos, you would seem to have less of an issue. Because in the end, you're marrying the whole woman. You're just doing it in stages. So when I have the Gemara and Daf Zayin, I want to marry half of you. Whoa, sirens, halachic sirens, lambdas police, doesn't work. Can't be married to half a woman. But on Daf Beis, I'm trying to be married to the whole woman. Whereas if there's a problem with a Maisa Kiddushin, you can't perform a Maisa Kiddushin half a woman, then I've got some problems there. Because you're just performing two half Maisa Kiddushins, which each is flawed. Just logic, not Lashon of the Gemara. Okay? In which case, which is the best case? Which is the case that comes closest to success? The last case. That's like the closest to success, because you can call it one maisa. The question is, is it one maisa now? So, namely, the Gemara was unsure, and Yosef will have to deal with Rava's position in Gittin to find some solution to Rava. But Rava basically asked Reb Chaim's question. And then he said, by the way, in this case, it may work even if the problem... Rava was saying, if the problem is the chalos, all the blues work. The problem is the maisa, the blues don't work, the blue cases. And he said, by the way, tell me, it could be very well be that even if the problem is the maisa, the red case will work because it's one maisa. So that's the conversation that Rava had with this Talmidim. He came in, step one, he asked Reb Chaim's question. Step two, he said, by the way, even if you hold that there's a problem in the Maisa, in all my first case, he didn't say Reb Chaim's question, he posed these issues. He said, would the blues work or not work? And it was his way of posing Reb Chaim's question. Then he told Talmidim, by the way, even if you hold it's a Maisa and the blues are out, the red is in. Because it could be one Maisa. That would be the simplest way to learn the sugya. And before we ask who didn't learn the sugya that way, my question is, why didn't he learn the sugya that way? What's wrong with the way I just read it? I'll give you a hint. There's a textual flaw, which some of you picked up on already, and there's a logical flaw. The textual flaw is easy. Ephraim, start us off. What's the textual flaw?
Why does this one come at the end? It should be the first
one. Oh, yeah, that's a logical flaw. That's a logical textual flaw.
Is that a textual
flaw? No, you'll see. Okay, it's semantics. The textual flaw is the words that Rav is using don't seem to be evoking this question. Okay? If the problem were Maisa versus Chalos, then Rav's language should be close to that on all levels. So the first level, boy, Rav, Chetzech, 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 Can anyone tell me why I have a problem with this language? I felt that Rava was asking, what's the nature of the Psul Chatzisha? What does it sound like Rava's really asking? What's the variable that's being debated, not the nature of Chatzisha? Right, what's the guy's das is, what the guy... I was fixing, as a fixed point, it's two mises, but one chalos. How does that compute for Chatzisha? If you want to make that, if you're in a Chatzisha Thanksgiving dinner, you know, alumnus, everyone's sitting around, Reb Chaim or some Eger, everyone's sitting around Thanksgiving dinner, the alumnus passed the Chatzi Upar, passed the Chatzi Shef, everyone's passing their alumnus. So now I have the following plate that says I have a case where I've got a full Ishas, but two different Mises. How does that compute? What does that mean? It doesn't sound like Rav is asking that in his language. And then not only in the blues does it not sound like the language is that way, but even in the reds, because how did I interpret the reds? Okay, even if you have an atomic problem called the Maisa, maybe the reds is one Maisa, maybe it's two Maisas. That's what makes the reds better. Fram, you picked up on this earlier. It doesn't sound like that's his question. If you look at the reds, Shnei Chatzeich Beprut, the red, Mao, Hacha Vadei V'chadzim Mekamon De'enshem Eskadesh Es L'chatzayin Klal. The real question should be, is it one Maisa, two Maisas? His logical question in the blues are, what's the nature of Chatzishas? Is it a Maisa problem, in which case you have a problem, or is it a Chalos problem, you have a problem? It doesn't sound like he's asking that question. On top of that, in the red, where he's saying, well, even if you have a Maisa problem, maybe the red solves it because it's one Maisa, it doesn't sound like he doesn't that either, if you picked up on that. So straight through, our Lumbus is nice, but it doesn't match the language that either Rava said or the Gemara. It's not clear whether Rava said this or Rava asked the question. The Gemara is applying the logical pulse of the question. But there's also a structural flaw. I should say logical, everything's logical. There's a structural flaw. Normally, what do we call these? Stacked questions in Gemara. Im Timsalomar. What about this? Im Timsalomar, what about this? Im Timsalomar, what about this? Im Timsalomar, what about this? What normally characterizes an Im Timsalomar, which here is inverted? Right, why is this backwards? Normally, right. Normally, you're upping the level of difficulty. You're going through the video game, going to the next level. Here's a case. And even if this case works, what about a worse case? What about if I complicate it more? Which is the way we process logic. We say, okay, give me your logic. And even if you solve, which basically we did in Tosfos. First of all, we have an upper level question. Can kiddushin work for chatzi shivcha chatzi baschari? Even if you say it does work, what happens to the kiddushin? Paki ugami. That's normally the way we process it. Anyone want to take a check? You can look at all the intim salomas in Shas. They will follow that, which is why the Rambam normally paskins like intim salomas. Because you got a sense when the Gemara is trying to reach that most difficult case, it's because the Gemara is assuming all those other cases are fine. We'll just accept them. It's the hard crash course case. It's hard to crack that. Maybe the Rambam will buy it. Because all these cases end up ending and take them. 90% of the time they end and take them. So the Rambam felt that there's only that final station that ended and take, or everything else the Gemara is willing to let ride. Here, after you've got the reverse direction. You've got cases that are less likely to succeed, building up to a crescendo, which really isn't a crescendo, of a case that's more likely to succeed.
If we say that issue is micro close.
If we read it that way, and we read it as one long logical read.
The other way it's still problematic. Because there's really no logical reason whatsoever to say Shnei Chatziach Pruta would be two mices. The Chatziach Pruta, the Chatziach.
Okay, so who faced all these problems and came with a totally different way to read it? The Rambam. That was a totally different way of reading. And the Rashba gets them based on these questions. So let's see the Rambam. Okay? She bought my Rambam. What did Mishas Gimel? I forget where did Mishas. Okay, Amalei Achatzich Mekodesh Liyiputa. All the blues. And then the cases in the end of the Gemara about two children we're not going to get to. So the Rambam says, B'chol elu mekudeshes misafik. All the cases are safik.
The first two Avadai.
Okay, the first two blues. Where is it mekudeshes? Okay. Shnei chatziach bepruta, which is what interests us, the red, is a suffix. So how do you make the first two blues, let's just eliminate because the third blue, how do you make these two blues better than this? If Rava's question was Maisa versus Chalos, then text aside, Ephraim, let's just make believe this other text. The red is much better than the blue. The blues were saying, what's the problem, Maisa Chalos? If it's a problem in Maisa, you're dead. But by the red, even if it's a problem in Maisa, you're fine. Now the Rambam is suggesting a totally different read. What's his read? What makes those two blues better potentially than the red? Ilan?
They have a full proof of each half.
Okay, and therefore?
Therefore, each individual...
No. Stop. Because in the first case, you have a chatzi pruta v'chah.
Oh.
Not true. What makes blue A and blue B better than red? Blue A and blue B, avadai, red is not. Well, what term have we not used yet? If we're looking at text. What term is extraneous to the Gemara? If this whole conversation is pivoted around isha, chatzi isha, what is... What term does the Gemara introduce that we haven't really Thanksgiving Day metaphor? We haven't hit that receiver. It hasn't been targeted yet. Josh?
The pruta element.
Okay. The Gemara is really talking about that. But there's a phrase in this Gemara that's been really quiet today. We have to get him onto the field a little. Josh?
Monevaholech.
Look at the Gemara. The Gemara is saying Monevaholech. Maybe it would work as a moniv aholich. Now, the old way of reading it, which is the simple way of reading it, moniv aholich means, ha! Your only problem is you can't be married to half a woman. Here, you're being married. In the end of the game, you're being married to both halves. So if it's a problem in the chalos, moniv aholich, and then you got it all covered. It's a problem in the maisa, you're doing two half maisas. But that's a funny way to say you're married to the whole woman. Right? What's the first way to read? Maybe the Rashba's way of reading, because it disagrees with the Rambam, the Rebbe. Rava was asking, if you marry half of you with the pruta, half of you with the pruta, or you line half of you with half pruta, half pruta, doesn't make a difference. As long as you can combine them, it's not day and night. So in the end, I'm married to the whole woman, but I'm doing two flawed mices. So on the one hand, it's two flawed mices, chatzisha. On the other hand, mona v'alech, you get to the finish line. Who cares? It's all about getting to the finish line. Hispashtas. Parama. Why do you say mona v'alech? So the Rambam read, no. What's mona v'alech?
One mice. It proves that when you use Chatzi Pruta, it proves that you don't want to just have this be the whole condition.
And why should it work? Why should it solve Chatzi Isha? The frame said it?
You say it was one to which.
And therefore?
You're using one mice, you're creating a chalos.
One for mice, Kiddush. Not only you're getting to the finish line by being married to the whole woman, you're basically marrying the whole woman in one long mice. Mone v'holech, mone v'holech. We'll see a little bit later. Let's see if I can find you. Look at the Gemara, just to show you where the Gemara gets this from. Rava didn't make up this word, he imported it. Again, it's, it gets a little bit extrapolated and changed, but look at the Gemara Chesem and Aleph. It's Kachali Bimana, second to last mid, second to last skinny line. Chesem and Aleph. It's a Braisa, before Rava. Hiskanchali Bimana. I'm giving you $100 for your Kiddushin. But you know, I'm letting you know that the money's going to be tight in this house. I'm giving it to you in dimes. Take out my roll of dimes. I don't even know what they are, rolls of dimes in the bank. You ever see those rolls of dimes? Collect them, crack them, open them, pull off the paper, cut your finger. 10, 20. Woman's rolling eyes at him. Oh, good, this is going to be a long marriage. 10, 20, okay, $1. 10, 20, 30, $2. 10, 20, 30. So the issue the Bryce is talking about, can they change their minds in midstream? On the one hand, the marriage isn't over until you give $100, because he said something. On the other hand, you got to shove approved the second one. So that's the Gemara's question. When can you pull out of the Kiddushin? But the Gemara's language is interesting. It's Kachali Bimana V'hayim Mone V'holech. Now it's clear that Mone V'holech there means you're engaged in one long Maisa Kiddushin. You promised her 100 and you're giving her one long Maisa Kiddushin to get to the $100. Dime after dime after dime. We thought, version one, that what did Mone V'holech mean? You get to the finish line because you have two Chatzishas. It's a way of describing it. In the end you're married to two half, into the whole one. The Rambam evidently, like Ephraim said, means no. Mona v'holech means in the two first cases of the blues, not the next case where it's today and tomorrow where they're separated in days, but those two first cases of the blues, it's one long Maisa Kiddushin. And even if the problem of Chatzisha finished the line is Maisa, you've got... We thought the only way to be makshir all these Gemaras is to say that Chatzisha is the problem in the Chalos, and in the end you have the full woman. If the problem is in the Maisa, you've got flawed Maisas. Saying, no, maybe here you've got to complete Maisa Kiddushin. Rebbe was not questioning how to understand the Psul of Chatzi Isha. He was questioning how to understand, say it in a more abstract sense, Maisa Kiddushin. Which opens up a whole new horizon that we don't have time to go through right now. Maybe next week. How do you define a Maisa Kiddushin? That's part of the Sugya, just like how you define the Ichalos Ishas. When I say, I'm marrying you $100, I'm giving you 10 installments. Well, how do you define the anatomy of that Maisa Kiddushin? Dafches. When I say half of you with the pruta, half of you with the pruta, or half of the pruta, has that, can you really, instead of looking for, compartmentalize the Maisa Kiddushin into subcomponents of one long Maisa? What does that tell us about Maisa Kiddushin? Are there other halachos and activities that you can start, a better word than compartmentalize, is cellularize, is probably a better word. Can you cellularize an organic act? We all thought you give money, it happens. Can you create cells that all create one beehive, one colony? Can you do that? That was Rava's question. And these cases are more likely to work than the red, because the red, you're not talking about two components of one maisa. You're just talking about chatzi isha with one pruta. That option of creating two and one doesn't exist, or it's less likely to exist. So in the end, was Rava asking our question? Yosef, I don't know. We were so convinced that Rava was asking our question of maisa and chalos, because that's the way it seemed, and that's where Reb Chaim actually cited it. And then we were actually willing to ask Akash on Rav and Gittin. Well, if Rav and Gittin says Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bascharin doesn't work, it's because he means it's a problem in the Chalos, so then how could he even flirt with the issue of Maisa here? Maybe Rav was really asking, is it one long Maisa Kedushin or multiple? In which case, if it's one long Maisa Kedushin, you are so far from Chatzi Isha problem, you've solved it all. One long Maisa Kedushin, the whole one. Shnei Chatzi Echmei Pruta may not be one long Maisa Kedushin. It's harder to make that because you're not creating cellularization. And so the Rambam can get away with posking that the blues work and the red doesn't because he flipped the question. If the logical pivot of the question is Chatzi Isha's, red is better than blue. How do you understand Chatzi Isha's? Or if Chatzi Isha's is a problem in the Maisa, the blues are worse, the red is better because it's one Maisa. But if the logical problem is how can you take cellularized components and make them into one Maisa through Mona V'Holech, blue is better than red. And then it wasn't a Chatzi Isha's question, and we don't know that Rava and Kiddushin was talking about Chatzi Isha's at all with his string of questions. He was saying, look, on Dav Zayin and Aleph, I know it's around the Chatzi Isha's. On Dav Zayin and Beis, I'm going to forget the Chatzi Isha's issue. I'm not going to explore that issue. I'm going to explore the anatomy of a Maisa Kiddushin. You hear the difference? Was Rava exploring the nature of the Psoel, or was he saying, look, forget the nature of the Psoel, that we'll deal with in Gittin. I'm not going to talk about how to define a Maisa Kiddushin. Some things may look like Kiddushin Chatzi Isha, but they're not. They're just Mona V'Holech. And even if you say Mona V'Holech can exist by the blues, Rava was saying, can you really say Mona V'Holech in the reds? That's a classic intent saloma. If the pivot of the question was Chatzi Isha's, red is better than blue, and red shouldn't come after blue. But if the pivot of the question is, can you say Mona V'Holech, red is harder to say Mona V'Holech than blue, and therefore we stack the questions that way, which is consistent with the logic, not just the language, but the logical structure of Shas. Uri, Ari, and then we're going to go, Abi, then we're going to go upstairs. Yes? Yeah? I should want to say monoholic there. Good question. I don't some agri question. I want to say monoholic, but I should say it's clear in itself. I think you need something tangible to create an enveloped Maisa Kiddushin. You can't envelop abstract activity. You start paying money, Chetzi Pruta, that's the whole premise of Mona Holech. I promise money, I start paying dimes. I give you a money and Pruta. No, if you hold Yashin Lusheris, each minute becomes a Chog, you Mekanesh with the Chog. You hold Ein Lusheris and you Mekanesh with the Pula. That coalesces at the end. The Pula, not the Schar. Okay. Avi?
So I think you have to mechalik in two things that work in the Rambam. Because in the Halacha, there's Amal Arayi Chatzi Echmei Kodesh, the Yerputa Chatzi
Echmei. Say what, Avi, I feel a bit. Let's ask afterwards, because it's you want to cover the Chiddush, which is fine, but I won't. Okay, here are the Makaros. Now we're going to move over to Chatzi Ish. Okay? We take a look at Chatzi Ish. We'll see a machlokas again between the Rambam and the Rashba. Rashba according to the Rambam. I'm sorry, the Rashba on the Ravid, excuse me, and the Rambam will slide into that Machlokas and Rashi. So we'll talk about four Rishonim. That's pretty much what we're going to talk about today. Yeah. A little bit more, but basically follow the Makaros is not the Miluim. I hope on Monday to bring you a third Gemara. It's only because it's a cool slant to the Sugya, and it's a Gemara we're going to learn together. You're going to learn together about Hina Omer. Can you be Mekadesh, a woman? Can multiple people Mekadesh, a woman? Afilu Mea Tovsimba. It's a strange sheet of Yochanan. Why isn't Kiddushin Mea Tovsimba a problem of Chatzi Isha? If 100 people are married to a woman, why isn't Chatzi Isha? So we'll see that in Mitzvah next week. But now we're going to focus on Chatzi Isha. You know, what makes the Sugya so nice is you can really see there are three components to the Sugya. Component number one, four before we get to Kiddushin Mea. This component number one, Gittin, proofs. Component number two, Rava's questions. Component number three, Chatzi Ish. I've reversed them based on level of difficulty, level of coherence. But the three levels. And then component number four is this Pashas Kiddushin. It's really a sugya that rests on four legs. two or three questions, four legs. I flip the questions around for you because I think Gittin is the easiest way into the circuit because it's a nice medium machlokas. Second part, we took a look at Rava. Third part, we say, okay, now that we dealt with Isha, now let's move to Isha. See how I segmented it for you? Don't try to bite off too much. The first issue that comes up is Ish for Isha. Oh, Ish, Isha. Stop. First, deal with Isha. What's the halacha of Isha? Ubar, Chasi Shivcha, other cases of Isha. Then once you've dealt with Isha, okay, now that I have my mind crystallized the best I can about Isha, now how does Isha? You see, I'm trying to teach you how to segment the sugya. It's so important to like think in stages. Rather, you're overwhelmed in a sugya. Everything is swirling around. You think about 100 things at once. You say, okay, let me bring it down. Let me talk about the core issue. The core issue is Isha. Now, Ish, how does that affect it? Hispashtus, how does that affect it? Okay, so it's a good way to lay it. I think how to proceed through a sugya. Okay, here are the Makaros. Share today will be first part at 3:15, still around 3:45. I really have to get over the terrible traffic. And then we'll reconvene around 5:15, 5:20, depending on traffic, with Ragalach and till around 6-ish. Okay? So we'll finish up the sugya. Here are your Makaros for today. Everything in here.
Thank you,
Abby. You are welcome. Abby, yes, what's your chiddush in the Rambam?
Yeah. So I think the Rambam says in the first thing that works, Amalach,
which one?
Yeah, Yud?
Oh, the word Acharas has to be used for
that. The word Acharas, said, talk louder.
The word acharas, like why did you say specifically the word acharas by the chassid? I want to say that second case of chassid pruta and chassid pruta being that's the case for using mona of a holus.
Okay.
But in the first case, because he has a full pruta for each side, it's clearly one of the chassid of a whole woman. So it seems that according to the Rambam, either you need kesef or you need a good mitzvah slash like it seems that the requirement of the Rambam can be satisfied through giving a full pruta.
Right, like, I hear you.
And there's more of this, yeah.
Yonah, can you bring those sheets up here?
Okay.
Predicated on the fact that the Rambam says Uber Yartimo, but the Rabbit understands, he's not holy, the Rabbit. The Rabbit just understands the Rambam saying that Uber Lav Yartimo, but a special meal in one of the cases. So how can we.
Okay, here is your next Makara sheet. It's an epiphany, Shai. What are the different shittos in Uber Yartimo? This is your next Makara sheet. What are the different shittos in Uber Yartimo? And what is the Shlomo Agur's chiddush by introducing it to our sugya?
Also, Tosfos is kasha about the chalos. You know, you can't have a middle one because now you don't have a full mindset. The Rambam for Ubar says that you need to be makadisher afterwards to have a kedushin gemura. Could that be it? Could that be when she's when there's
you're mixing and matching words. They're not the same.
But like, if you have the ability to create a full ishus with the ubar after the ubar is born, then the Rambam would give you allowance to start off the ma'aseh kiddushin.
Aside from creating a bridge, what are you trying to solve? What problem are you trying to solve?
Well, we're asking Akasha on the fact that there's an ubar and you're able to mekadesh the ubar proves that you're able to mekadesh chatzi isha. So I want to say that the fact that Rambam requires a kedushin after the fact means that it's not really mekadesh chatzi isha, but it's after the baby's born. There's a kedushin gemura, and while the baby's still there, but hukar iburo, you can start off the kedushin process.
So you're saying there's no chalos kedushin by the hukar ubar in the Rambam?
Yeah, because Rambam requires a kedushin.
So
what is it inside? It's just like a preemptive.
Now I understand what you're trying to solve. So it's you're going against the grain, which is not surprising. Pashas of the Rambam is there is some chalos. And that's the premise of Shlomo Agur. You want to, so go to that Rambam, learn the sugya in Brahma Basra, and you would have to have a strong uphill battle, maybe Sisyphean, but maybe not, to prove that the Rambam holds no chalos b'shas Uber.
Okay. But then why would you require the kedusha gemura after that?
Okay.
Well, because maybe it's not a full. There is some color.
Because we have different parts of kedusha that could unfold slowly, which is one. But say there's no chalos b'shas ubar is tough. It's tough.
Maybe there's like a half chalos. Maybe the only fact that you could have a chalos there is because he's requiring kedusha gemura at the ex post facto.
Okay, so again, now you're back to the pushing the rock up the hill and say this. What does half chalos mean? The Rambam makes it sound like there is a chalos, partial, because there has to be a condition of Gemurah afterwards, but there is a chalos. Why isn't that chalos haunted by Chatzishas? That's the Shema Ego's premise. Why is it not? That's.
But there's a huge chiluk, because for the Ubar, you're able to be Mekudesh to the full Ubar. Masha Ein came with a Shifcha, or where you can only do half of it.
So you're inverting Rabbi Kivi Eger. Rabbi Kivi Eger said that even if Shifcha were its Uber, wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. You're trying to say that even if Shifcha doesn't work, Uber does work. Now you give me a Chiddush Nechatz Isha, not an Uber. Now you're moving to a different discussion.
It's saying Chatzisha only works because you're not able to fully. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about it more. But I feel like you can mean the Akim Lashon Rambam.
Shai, you're a cloud sailor. Your mind sails the clouds. You got to make sure you differentiate which cloud you're on. Because your mind works very, very. Through analogy, but in London, you have to make sure you know which conversation you're having.
Gotcha.
Okay, you're a cloud surfer. Which is great. Yes.
I was talking with Gigi yesterday about the Rambam, and he basically suggested. I'm not sure if this is exactly what he said or if I'm reading into it, but that in the first case, it's not that you're trying to create two chaloses of a half. You're trying to create one chalos, and the only question is this how people talk? Right, you know, in Rabbi's words, is it one for one, or is it
two for two?
Right, yeah, so therefore, if we end up saying that you're really just trying to do one ma'isa, then there's no problems. But in the last case, where there's no way to interpret...
What, the red shnei chetzeh?
In red, there's no way to interpret your shnei chetzeh b'pruta as trying to say, like, you know, a weird lashon of two ma'isas, because what's going on is one ma'isa. So rather, it must be that when you're introducing chetzeh, suddenly you're going into chalos world and trying to create two chaloses of a half, and that you can't do.
It's just a derivative of what I was saying. It's right. why it's harder to do. I didn't really specify in Shir why it's harder to say Amar Avalech by the Reds. I didn't want to get into that.
Yeah.
So you're saying why it's harder to say Amar Avalech. But right. The Chiddush is still the same, that Amar Avalech is the wild card that the Rambam introduces to make the blues.
But what do you mean by it's harder to say Amar Avalech? I wasn't sure what you meant by that.
I didn't say it for that reason. I wanted to leave it open. Yeah. Gigi's one approach. Let me ask the question differently. Okay, you've introduced monovalich, one long ma'isa kedushin on the entire woman that's just staged. Yeah. Why can't shnei chetzei chaprut be monovalich?
Well, that's the thing. It's obvious that this is.
But why is it less likely to be?
To me, it's obvious that if you're going to say that the first one is one ma'isa, then of course the second one is one ma'isa. There's just you're saying two words, shnei chetzei chaprut. That can't be more than one ma'isa. That's why I think your B is a brilliant approach, because otherwise what we said sure doesn't make sense.
Okay, I feel there's a way to make shnei chetzei chaprut less monovalich.
Right, I don't think it's true.
Okay.
The other question is, when we're talking about the Rava and like, and then adding in what the...
By the way, I didn't say it in Shira, but I mean, it's not astrophysics. It's pretty simple. When you say two things, you're creating the sense of continuity and sequencing. When you say X and Y, saying that this is a one long process and I'm just, you know, slowing down. I think it happens to be like something much more lumdus. I think the whole premise in Mona Vaholech is if you hold the Kesef by Kedushin, it's Kesef Piron. The ability to cellularize the Kedushin is only if you hold that you're creating value that you're exchanging.
Okay.
If you hold this Kesef Kenyan, whereas by Shnei Chesef Peruta, you're not creating cellular value. I'm just saying it's not, what I'm saying is not magic. I didn't want to get to that level in the Shir, but you don't have to get to Rav Gigi to make red worse in Monav
Holich. But I don't think so, because if I stand behind you and you're masking your sitter for a Peruta, no one would say there's two separate mice in
here. Okay.
The other thing is, we're talking about, like, you know, reading Rava with the Stam Gemara versus without. In general, what's your take on, like, saying that, you know, saying a pshat in the Amora without the Stam Gemara and saying, you know, and differentiating between how the Stam Gemara understood the Amora versus other ways of understanding the Amora? Because it seems like Rambam does it a bunch. It seems like maybe sometimes it would help for, like, Lumbus, but it also seems like it's a little more, you know, dangerous, I might say.
Yeah, look, it's definitely a danger zone. I wouldn't say, part of that. First of all, I'm not equipped to answer that question in a professional manner. Like, people who are equipped to do that are serious firm people who spend their time looking at the textual flow,
same where there's different nuances in text, understand these historiographical context, how things were written. I don't choose to spend my time with that. To me, I'm more involved in the world of ideas. So to me, at a certain point with ideas, you depersonalize all experience. It doesn't make a difference who said it, when they said it. These are ideas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. So that's my world. So it's disingenuous for me to give an answer to that question. But in terms of how I give share, since I'm operating under the guise primarily of the Masoret, and Masoret doesn't create those differences, so you know, I'll throw it in here or there, as it did today, but I'm not going to methodically move through Shas in every sugya, differentiate. If I feel like Ika D'Amri, or they give an explanation or something, but a basic assumption is that the finished product of Shas that our Masoret has been dealing with is integrated. Whether historically Rava said it or not, but Ravina and Ravashi distilled this system. So here, I don't know why he said it today. I don't know, just because of the problem with Rava, because yes, he has to agree with Rava.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I thought he was going to show. I'll send you my article from the Jerusalem Press.
About Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Basically, you'll read it there, but basically I said, you know, well, you'll read it. I'll let you read it.
The logical problem with this, if you assume that it's a problem
of the halos. No, if you assume a problem of the halos, then in theory, they all should work, and the last case shouldn't be worse. I'm assuming two things. The problem of the chalos, it should all work, and certainly the last case should super work.
Right.
So the question was, well, if you have that other problem, so A is a problem, well, B maybe more of a problem, C maybe more of a problem, D is the least problem for the Misa.
Right. And so that was a structural question, the logical question was?
Textual. All right, so structural and textual. Textual was the language doesn't sound like he's asking our question. We want him to ask something about the nature of Chatzai Isha. Sounds like he's asking more about the Kavana, the structure of the Maisa. Okay.
Did I not record today's show?
What was that?